This month, laws severely restricting abortion have been signed by the governors of Alabama and Georgia, prompting calls for boycotts of those states. A boycott could have real economic consequences in Georgia because of its film industry. This week, Kristen Wiig and Reed Morano pulled out of shooting projects there, and Ron Howard, David Simon, and Alyssa Milano are also calling for a Georgia boycott. Joining us now is Greg Bluestein, who's a political reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Hi, Greg.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well. So in 2008, Georgia offered this tax credit to try to get Hollywood productions to film in Georgia, and a lot of them did. Give us a sense of how big the industry is there and how important it is to the economy.
It is a hugely important economic driver for Georgia's economy, and it's really throughout the state. Metro Atlanta, you've seen an infrastructure of film studios, editing bays, all these different industries crop up all around the film industry, but really it goes far beyond Atlanta. And so you see small towns, you see big cities, you see areas like Savannah far from the Metro Atlanta area that have really had their own little film industries crop up as well.
And a lot of people employed by the film industry at this point in Georgia.
Yeah, about 90,000 or so, and it's growing. Georgia's even financed a state-sponsored Georgia Film Academy to train people in the behind-the-scenes work of making these productions and editing these productions. And also, you have to think about all the caterers, the props departments, all these other smaller businesses that may not necessarily cater just to the film industry, but derive a lot of their income from it.
And Georgia is now the third biggest state when it comes to film and TV production after California and New York. And unlike other states, Georgia's tax credit for this stuff is unlimited, right? There's no cap.
Yep, it's unlimited, and it has been a huge boon for these Hollywood studios who have since 2008 or so have really started pouring more and more resources into Georgia. And it's interesting thinking, you know, that this was sponsored by Republican Governor Sonny Perdue way back more than a decade ago and expanded by Nathan Deal. So even these conservative governors have been sort of catering to a very liberal Hollywood film industry. And it's been sometimes tense, but not nearly as tense as it's getting now.
Okay, so tell us about the governor there right now, Republican Governor Brian Kemp. He doesn't seem to be taking this call for a boycott so seriously. He's talking about C-list Hollywood celebrities being upset.
Yeah, it's been a change in tone from him. The film tax credit is sort of a third rail in Georgia politics. No one, even Brian Kemp, is supporting doing away with those film tax credits. He says that it's seen as an economic generator for Georgia. Always all along, he said, hey, I'm fighting for Georgia values, not Hollywood values. But over the weekend, he went a step further and mocked those who were threatening to boycott Georgia by calling them C-list celebrities and basically saying, bring it on.
So what is likely to happen then? Is he going to have to succumb to the pressure of the economics of this? If these Hollywood studios decide that they're not going to film in Georgia, the economy is going to take a hit. Is Kemp going to have to back off?
Yeah, remember, this is a governor who is campaigning on making Georgia the number one state in the nation to do business, primarily for small businesses. And so this could be a black mark on his resume if the film industry starts to leave Georgia. Now, what the governor and his allies are hoping is that once this moves into the courts, he can just kind of, you know, say, hey, it's in the court system. It's out of our hands right now. I signed it, but now it's up to the appellate system. But what studio executives here really worry is they worry about the calls they're not getting. You know, if you're talking about where you might locate your film, you might just take Georgia off the board from the get-go, and we'll never know about those.
Well, and we should also say that Stacey Abrams, who narrowly lost to Brian Kemp in the governor's race, says that a boycott may not be the most effective choice for change either. She's not in favor of the abortion law, but she does believe that, you know, a lot of people will be harmed by a boycott in Georgia.
Mm-hmm. They call it the fight and stay movement. I mean, and this is primarily being led by Abrams and other Democrats who oppose the measure, but say, hey, packing up from Georgia and not investing in the state only hurts the tens of thousands of people who are working in the industry, many of them, by the way, who are Democrats. So they're saying that rather than do that, support causes like ACLU that are challenging this legislation.
That's Greg Bluestein, who's a political reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Greg, thanks.
Hey, thanks for having me.